Well, thank you, Lynn, and good morning, everyone. Again, can I welcome you if you're visiting or you're new here? It's great to see you. My name's David Williams, and I'm a member of the congregation here. We're going to be looking at some of those verses and some others as well from Proverbs around that theme of speaking truth. Let's pray as we come to God's word. Heavenly Father, as we come to the scriptures this morning, we pray that you would speak to our hearts. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. A few years back, my dad bought himself some new walking boots, and he put them on, went out for a long walk because he thought he'd try them out. He noticed that they seemed a bit heavy, and they were causing him to get a bit of pain in his chest, which he attributed to the boots, strangely. But he did rashly let on to my mum, who insisted that he should go off to see the doctor. He wasn't really all that worried, but the doctor thought it would be a good idea to do a few tests. The first tests were worrying, and the second set of tests were catastrophic. My father discovered that he had a serious heart condition, and within a week was in hospital having heart surgery. During that week, my mother followed him round constantly, expecting that he was going to drop dead. Well, this morning, I would like to invite all of you to join me in going to the surgery to see the doctor, just as my father did. We're going to be going to visit a different kind of doctor. The doctor that we're going to see together this morning is called Dr. Wise, and her consulting rooms are in the book of Proverbs. I'm going to call it the Proverbs Surgery. Dr. Wise is going to offer all of us a spiritual health checkup. She's not, I'm afraid, interested in your coughs and colds or your aches and pains, but she is offering a spiritual health checkup, and her particular speciality, Dr. Wise's speciality, is heart surgery. So I wonder if you will come with me this morning to Dr. Wise's consulting rooms in the book of Proverbs. As you walk through the door into the surgery, you'll see on the wall a picture of the anatomy of the heart. Now, this is not what you might expect. What are you expecting when you look at the anatomy of the heart? Well, those in the know might look for a mitral valve or a left ventricle or a coronary artery. Dr. Wise specializes in heart surgery, but the heart that she's interested in is not the one that pumps blood around your body. For Dr. Wise, the heart is not a pump. The heart in Dr. Wise's surgery is me, the center of all my thoughts, all my feelings, all my reactions. So in the Proverbs surgery, the heart is the essence of who I am. All my thoughts, all my feelings, all my decisions, and all my reactions, they all come from my heart. It is that heart that Dr. Wise is a specialist in. Now, I don't know about you, but there are two questions that I always think about before I go to see the doctor. Pretty obvious ones, really. The first question, the one that you're always worrying about, will this turn out to be serious? And the second question, particularly if you're a bloke, will it hurt? Well, the answer to the second question, I'm afraid, is yes. This could be uncomfortable, and Dr. Wise offers us no anaesthetic. But the answer to the first question is that this could be very serious indeed. In fact, according to Dr. Wise, there is nothing more important than that we understand the state of our spiritual hearts. So are you ready? Will you come with me to get your spiritual heart checked out by Dr. Wise? Imagine you've been sitting in the waiting room, chewing your fingernails. The receptionist calls out, "David Williams, Dr. Wise will see you now." What do you expect to see when you walk into Dr. Wise's consulting room? We know she's a heart specialist. Maybe you're expecting a stethoscope around her neck. Perhaps one of those ECG machines in the corner that's going to make an electrical recording of your heart. Well, it's a bit of a surprise when we discover that Dr. Wise doesn't have any of those things. In fact, she doesn't even have a stethoscope. She's supposed to be a heart specialist, but she's interested in my tongue. Just as I was expecting blood tests and needles and those kinds of scary things, it seems that Dr. Wise is going to do all her tests using one of these. This is a digital voice recorder. Maybe you're thinking that Dr. Wise is a bit of a crackpot. Well, if you are, it's time for an anatomy lesson. In the normal world, my tongue is a muscle that is connected to various other ligaments and a bone called the hyoid bone. But remember, Dr. Wise is offering us a spiritual health checkup. And in her world, my spiritual heart is connected directly to my tongue. Dr. Wise knows that if she wants to diagnose the state of our hearts, all she has to do is listen to the words that are coming out of our mouths. So if you look on the wall of Dr. Wise's consulting room, you'll see some posters. There's one poster with a proverb, chapter 10, verse 20. The words of the godly are like sterling silver, but the heart of a fool is worthless. Do you see the link there? The words of the godly, the heart of the fool. Or chapter 18, verse 4, wise words are like deep waters. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook. My heart, my spiritual heart, is like a reservoir or a water tank. And the words that flow out of my mouth come straight from my heart. Dr. Wise knows that if she wants to find out the state of my spiritual heart, all she has to do is listen to my words. So are you starting to worry about the digital voice recorder? I certainly am. I'm expecting Dr. Wise is going to give me the recorder and say, David, perhaps you'd like to record for me all your words over the next week. And I'm thinking, I better check that I know where the off button is before I submit to this test. But I'm afraid that Dr. Wise is too smart for that. It seems that she knew we were coming. On the digital voice recorder, she already has recorded all the words that I spoke last week, every single one. So if I flick through the folder here, there's a folder here that says, David Williams, all the words from the last week. Peter McPherson, all his words from the last week. For each of us, there's a folder here with all our words recorded. Now, this is a wireless device, so shall I turn it on and beam it over to Ian and let everyone listen in? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm stalling for time at this point. I'm not sure that I'm ready for Dr. Wise to listen to all of my words, all the words that have come out of my mouth in the last week. So it's time for a bit of distraction. Dr. Wise, I say, when you listen to all the words that I've spoken over the last week, what are the signs and symptoms that you're looking out for? What are the things that will show you whether I'm sick or whether I have heart disease? Well, Dr. Wise will explain to us that there are five symptoms, each to do with our words, that she'll be looking out for. Each symptom has consequences for the people around us. The first symptom that Dr. Wise is listening out for is a symptom called lying. It's quite old-fashioned language, really, isn't it? I remind Dr. Wise that nowadays we really don't like to talk about lying. It sounds so negative, doesn't it? Better to talk about being economical with the truth. But Dr. Wise is not impressed by my political correctness. She points me to another poster on her wall, Proverbs 25, verse 18. Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow. Telling lies is as harmful as being hit with an axe or being wounded with a sword. I remember a proverb from my childhood. My grandmother used to say it to me, "Sticks and stones, David," she'd say, "sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me." I try out my proverb on Dr. Wise. She just smiles gently and says, "David, you know that's not true. You've been wounded too many times by the words of others." In the proverb surgery, lies come from the heart of someone who is called a fool. But truthful words come from the heart of someone who is wise. Dr. Wise tells me that God hates those who are economical with the truth. And in Proverbs 6, one of those things that the Lord God detests, strong language, he detests a lying tongue. There's a progression to this disease. Lies lead to a breakdown of trust, suspicion, hatred, and then broken relationships. So I wonder what's on the voice recorder. Any lies in the last week? The second symptom that Dr. Wise is listening out for is called arguing. This one's a bit more complicated. She explains, it's not always wrong to argue. There are times when we have to stand up for the truth. It's important to oppose those who are deceitful. But the symptom that Dr. Wise is looking out for here is about being quarrelsome. Proverbs 26, verse 21. A quarrelsome person starts fights as easily as hot embers start a fire. Dr. Wise knows that quarrelsome people damage relationships with those around them. They are miserable to live with because you never get any peace. And again, in the Proverbs surgery, there is a word for those who start up quarrels, for those who are quick to get involved in other people's arguments. Not a comfortable word. The word is fool. That same word applies to the third symptom that Dr. Wise is listening for, a symptom called slander. This is all about insulting other people or spreading malicious stories about them. In soccer terms, it's about playing the man and not the ball. You can't win an argument, so you destroy the other person's reputation. The fourth symptom that Dr. Wise is interested in is called gossip and rumor mongering. And the posters in the waiting room in the Proverbs surgery have much to say about this. Chapter 11, verse 13, the gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Or chapter 18, verse 8, rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into a person's heart. So again, I wonder what's on my voice recorder over this last week. Have I been handing out any tasty little morsels of gossip? Have I been spilling any secrets or breaking trust? The last symptom that Dr. Wise is looking for is flattery or bragging. They're the same thing, really. Flattery is puffing someone else up. Bragging is puffing myself up. chapter 26, verse 23, smooth words may hide a wicked heart, just as a pretty glaze covers a clay pot. Or chapter 27, verse 2, let someone else praise you, not your own mouth. Well, those are the symptoms that Dr. Wise is listening for. Lies, arguments, slander, gossip, bragging, and flattery. They're all the negative symptoms that will help her with her diagnosis. But there is a positive side. There are words that Dr. Wise will be listening for that will reassure her that my heart is strong and healthy. If you like, preventative medicine. Words that are true and helpful. Words that heal rather than wound. Words that bring life and not death. Two more posters jump out at me. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. And Proverbs 13, verse 3. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Kind, truthful, gentle words, words that bring life, words that heal, words that are measured and timely, not a torrent of nonsense. Will my voice recording find those kinds of words on the tape? Well, I can see that Dr. Wise is keen to turn on the voice recorder and listen to my words over the last week. I'm still stalling, so I ask her, tell me, what are the possible differential diagnoses? When you've listened to my words, what are the possibilities about the state of my heart? Well, she tells me that in the Proverbs surgery, there are only two diagnoses, only two options. Dr. Wise might discover that my heart is wise and righteous. On the other hand, she might discover that my heart is foolish and wicked. And my words will reveal that to her. Either a wise and righteous heart, or words that will show me as a wicked fool. There is one fundamental difference between the wise, righteous heart and the foolish, wicked heart. And it is simply this. The wise heart knows God. Over the entrance to the door to the Proverbs surgery is Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. Well, we've consulted with Dr. Wise this morning. We found out the medical tests that need to be carried out if we're going to have our spiritual health checkup. We've discovered from her the signs and symptoms of spiritual heart disease. We've discovered the two possible diagnoses, which depend on whether we know God or not. Perhaps the most important question of all, is there any treatment? Is there a cure? Is there a possibility of healing? Well, thankfully, the answer to that question is a resounding yes. A complete cure is freely available. Freely available to all of us. We don't even need a Medicare card. Dr. Wise is offering us a heart transplant. It sounds drastic. In fact, it is drastic. But remember, this is a spiritual heart transplant. There won't be a scalpel, and you don't need stitches afterwards. But a spiritual heart transplant is freely available for those who want it. We can get rid of hearts that live without God, hearts that ignore him, hearts that Dr. Wise describes as foolish. Instead, God offers us a heart transplant, new hearts, hearts that live with God at the center of our lives. Hearts that in the Proverbs surgery are called wise. Our consultation with Dr. Wise is drawing to a close, and we're left with a challenge. Will you take the test? And if you do take the test, what will your words reveal? Will they reveal a wise heart or a foolish heart? Most important of all, should you consider taking up Dr. Wise's offer of a heart transplant this morning? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wisdom of Proverbs, the wisdom that begins with knowing you, a relationship with you that flows out into every part of our lives and is seen so clearly through our words. And Father, I pray this morning that each of us would stop and pause to think that our hearts are right with you, that our lives are indeed wise and not foolish. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.